This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The U.S. has said an independent Palestinian state should be part of the day after Israel's war against Hamas concludes. But in a nationally broadcast news conference, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected that notion and U.S. calls for Israel to scale back its offensive in Gaza, vowing to press ahead until Israel realizes a decisive victory over Hamas. That drew an immediate scolding from the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We obviously see it differently. We believe that the Palestinians have every right to live in an independent state with peace and security. And the president and his team is going to continue to work on that.
I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea says it has conducted a test of its underwater nuclear weapons system. State-run Korea Central News Agency said Friday the test of the underwater attack drones was carried out by the defense ministry in the waters off its east coast. The report did not specify when the test was conducted. The defense ministry says the test was carried out in protest against this week's joint military drills by South Korea, the United States, and Japan. The ministry's unnamed spokesman accused the three nations of getting frantic with military exercises and warned of catastrophic consequences. The three countries' navies held their three-day regular drills until Wednesday as part of efforts to improve their responses to Pyongyang's evolving nuclear and missile threats. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. This is VOA News. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas admits there are challenges at the U.S. southern border, but to solve them, collaboration and coordination is needed. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Mayorkas spoke Thursday at the annual U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington.
Our countries ability to successfully mitigate every challenge to its safety and security has always required close collaboration and good faith cooperation between all levels of government.
House Republicans have been anxious to impeach Mayorkas since seizing majority control last year, particularly as their efforts to impeach Biden over the business dealings of his son Hunter Biden have come to a standstill. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Anti-abortion activists in the United States are bracing for challenges ahead as they gather for the annual March for Life in Washington Friday. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story.
A year ago, anti-abortion activists from across the U.S. gathered in Washington for their first march since the Supreme Court 7 months earlier had overturned the nationwide right to abortion. Participants will likely salute the 14 states enforcing bans on abortions throughout pregnancy. But there's been a seven-state losing streak in votes on abortion-related ballot measures, even in red states such as Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky. While abortions have decreased to nearly zero in states with total bans, they've increased elsewhere with fewer restrictions. Norman Hall, Washington.
The remains of a New York City man killed at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, have been identified after more than two decades. AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
New York City's medical examiner has identified John Valentine Niven as the 1,650th victim whose remains have been identified from the deadliest act of terrorism on American soil. Roughly 40% of the 2,753 people killed in the attack have yet to have their remains identified. But as DNA testing has evolved, in some cases, scientists have gone back to the same samples 10 or more times, hoping new technology will provide answers. The 9/11 attacks killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, at the Pentagon, and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Niven was 44 when he died. He left behind a wife and an 18-month-old son. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.
And more.